is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas Air, City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, Nace Pancake Place, Pinder Tile, Print Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
Sometimes I often wonder if there is any earth. Oh, my Andros, she makes, 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 Androsons we make. Oh, my Andros, she makes, 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 Androsons we make.
Oh, yeah. Thought, thought, thought. To be at party and all the people celebrating, happy and so jolly, celebrating the big at party. East, west, north and south, they coming from all about. When the people working together, they join hand in hand. Love, peace and unity all over Andros land.
Oh my Andros, she makes, 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 Androsons we make. Oh my Andros, she makes, 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 Androsons we make.
Oh my Andros. Oh, my Andros. That's the now late, great Elon Moxie himself, who has gone on to glory at age 75, having left a body of work that has echoed for a long time, probably none bigger than Oh, my Andros. She big, she big, she big. That even was the theme song of a party leader and prime minister in the Bahamas. Dr. Hubert Minnis was, this theme song was, Oh My Andros. She big, she big, she big, she big. That's the great Elon Moxie. We express condolences to his family and to the entire nation on the passing of this great Bahamian musical talent, Elon Moxie. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4793-9-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. So let me give you a lay of the land today. So in the first half of the show, I want to talk to you about a couple of observations that I made. And then in the second half of the show, I want to talk about an issue that I think warrants some discussion. So that'll be in the second half. Tomorrow, if all goes well, we will be speaking with some of the leadership of the Fire Department branch of the Royal Bahamas Police Force so that we can get the facts on these fires, on their resources, on the status of the fires, which have been, I drove around Freeport and listen, man, them fires have scorched this place. And it is amazing. I seen houses sitting in the middle of bushes. The entire bushes have been burnt and the houses are sitting in the middle of the house. But I mean, can you imagine? This is where you live and these fires are burning. These fires are not, these fires have stretched for miles, right? And we wanna understand what these great men and women of the Royal Bahamas Police Force have had to contend with. We want to hear from them an update that has nothing to do with a photo op, has nothing to do with trying to campaign for election, has nothing to do with trying to gain some brownie points, has nothing to do with trying to show your constituents you doing something, has everything to do with understanding exactly what the people in the fight are doing. I saw something on Facebook that said Bahamas, Grandma May I know, that has no fire trucks. Imagine how shocking a statement that was for me when I have a restaurant and it's right opposite the police station. It's right on, adjacent to the police station. I'm talking about every day I see the fire trucks go out. This isn't when a fire is happening, when they are training, when they are maintaining the equipment, when they are moving it about to make sure that everything is in order every day. And so when I saw that, I was like, geez, so for all these many months, my lion eyes been lying to me. And so a fireman who was in the area one time when I was speaking to him, I said, boy, and a fire truck was going out. I said, well, you know, I see a fire truck going up, but they say y'all don't have no fire trucks. And the fireman said to me, yeah, we've been living that delusion for a long time. The fireman said that. But you know what he said and turned serious to me? He said, you know, the problem with all that is it drives the people into panic. And because they think we have not the means to assist them. Right? And it was just, anyway. We're going to talk to them tomorrow, all goes well, and we'll get from them an update about what is happening and what the facts are. And I'm grateful that they've been so responsive to allowing us information in that way. And so I want to thank all of the senior command commissioner. Thank you, Madam Commissioner of Police and your high command for responding in this important way. So the Tribune has had an editorial on Friday. And that editorial, the Tribune said, that the editorial is entitled Dangling Promises and an Election on the Way? Question mark. Dangling Promises and an Election on the Way? Question mark. And this is how the editorial reads at the beginning. So the editorial says, it must be election season. The promises are beginning. Says, on the eve of the VAT rate on unprepared food items being cut from 10% to 5%, in case you missed it, folks, tomorrow, April 1st, it is not a joke. It is not April fooling you. The 5% new rate on items not cooked in the stores will begin. So where you were paying 10%, you will pay 5% beginning tomorrow. So it says, On the eve of the VAT rate on unprepared food items being cut from 10% to 5%, starting from April 1, Prime Minister Philip Braid Davis is suggesting there is more to come. But there's a catch. This is the editorial from the Tribune. Mr. Davis was asked yesterday if there would be further VAT decreases with the general election approaching, to which he said that if the Bahamian people work with him as they have been, likely cuts will be imminent. The editorial says he did preface the suggestion by saying that it depends on the country's fiscal standing, but it certainly seems like Mr. Davis is dangling a promise. It was a curious thing. The notion that anyone would have, whether it's the Tribune or anybody else, that the Prime Minister in fact said, if he gets reelected, there will be further. That was never directly said by the Prime Minister. Never. Prime Minister never said that. Never said, vote for me, elect me, and then you get back cut. So there was no quid pro quo put on the table by the Prime Minister with respect to VAT cut. VAT cuts, okay? So any suggestion to that effect would be, I think, erroneous. However, I asked the question, how have you been working with the Prime Minister? So he says, if the Bahamian people continue to work with me as they have been, likely cuts will be imminent. What does that mean? Well, like, how have you been working with the Prime Minister? I mean, how are we? I know, see, he said the Bahamian people. So this can't be just PLPs. This can't be just FNMs. This can't just be COIs. He said the Bahamian people. So how have you been working with the Prime Minister any different than you are in respect of anyone who is leading the country? What do you think the Prime Minister means if you work with him as you have been? What does that mean? So what does that mean? What does that mean? We don't overthrow governments in this country, right? We don't overthrow governments before their times, calling an election. We don't overthrow them. So that's one way you don't work with the government. You actually literally have a coup and overthrow them. We don't do that. We have never done that in this country, right? We have had protests against his government. So that's one way some people in the country show they are not pleased, not that they're not working with you, they're just not pleased. Unions have expressed enormous disappointment and discouragement and anger over some things. Medical people have done so. So there have been instances where, not that they're not working with, but where they're not pleased with. You call this show, you text these shows, you write the editorials, and you complain about things the government is doing. So what does the Prime Minister mean if you continue to work with him as you have been? What does that mean? The one way you work with a political leader in a party, one definitive way, one absolutely clear way we do it, is you vote for them to get to office or to stay in office. That's what you do. So it isn't a far leap, I think, for someone to suggest, as the editorial is suggesting or asking, is this a dangling? I could see how that conclusion could be drawn. No direct statement on the Prime Minister's part could be attributed to him in regard to that, but I see how you can come to that conclusion, right? I mean, come on, man. Anyone following politics, you know how politics go. And political leaders who are savvy and seek to be savvy know how to say things without saying things. So it is not far-fetched to think is working with the Prime Minister, like supporting him, and what does that mean? Voting for him? Because otherwise, I mean, how do we work with you? I'm really serious now. I'm asking you guys. Tell me how you work with people. How you work with a prime minister? How are you working with the current prime minister any differently than you worked with any other prime minister? Every other prime minister got elected by the people of the Bahamas in the majority to get in. After that, people live, observe, and like or dislike, and then only in the next election have an opportunity to tell you just how much they like or dislike what you do. So what is the special arrangements that we have with the current prime minister in working with him? Please somebody help me. If you could think of anything. This text says, it means support me. Subliminally, it means vote for me. It said, Mr. Lang, he's simply asking to be reelected. Don't know if I spelled elected right. Yeah, you just missed the EO, but that's okay. Maybe I understand what you mean. So you draw the conclusion that Guardian folk hinted at. I mean, the Tribune folks hinted at in that you think he was alluding to vote for me and likely you'll get a cut. I for me to really answer the question would be to figure out what working with me means. I mean, so let me be honest, right? I mean, I don't ever be dishonest on the show. But I just say that to emphasize it for emphasis, right? Right now, as I move about, there is anxiety about the current state of things. There's anxiety. Now, there are people who observe that there are good and positive elements to our economic situation. There are good and positive things being done by this administration and so forth. So anyone who walks around saying, oh, they didn't do anything, they're not doing anything and all that kind of stuff, I don't buy that. I don't think it's true at all, because I would be having to lie to my own self about what I observe. There are positive things happening. But I also have observed this. Lots of anxieties about things that have happened and things that have not happened. Lots of anxiety. And that is not unusual in any number of administrations we have. So I don't see any peculiar thing that would say that Bahamians have been, in quote, working with the prime minister in a way that is extraordinary, outside of our ordinary civil selves, even in disagreement, even in anger. We are not minded to act in ways that show some outrageous disagreement with and willingness to get remove you before the time or anything like that. So, you know, maybe there is some notion of working with that I miss. And I'm happy if any of you have such a notion. Maybe you can help clarify it for me. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The Prime Minister was wrong for saying what he said, because perception is a serious thing. Point blank, he's begging for votes. So another text who seems to draw the same conclusion. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. In my opinion, anything said close to or in an election time is political campaign talk to vote for the most. Well, you could be sure that political personalities are to the imminence of an election, and then they talk, they want that talk to benefit them when it comes to an election. benefit them. So, so you're right about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. It comes in two formats, 12 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky series at Pinder Tile.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Where you going?
I going by Mayor's Pancake Place.
You're not going for pancakes 7 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, that is close 8, but I ain't only getting pancake. Junior want a mango barbecue burger. Nadia want a honey garlic wings and fries. Justin want chicken and waffles. And Rami want that famous batch in rice.
Should I sell all that?
And more. In fact, Sunday gone, we had steam oxtail, crab and rice, and coleslaw with ice cream and snow cone for dessert.
I go on the Nays with you.
Well, let's go then.
I'm coming now.
Nays Pancake Place, serving breakfast all day, lunch and dinner too. Located behind Sunshine Laundromat, next to the fire station on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today. That's Nays Pancake Place. Pancake Place.
I'm coming now.
Along come a Bohemian mountain on his plate. He act like he never eat before and he didn't eat no more. He had five pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese.
As a healthcare professional, but even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on beautiful. Give us a call. The numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We have some text here. This text says, it means suffer for now. If you vote for me, then I'll help you. That's what it means. Okay. His text says, good afternoon. I can assure you that he will be spending more time home when the campaign has officially begun. Flying all over will cease, says this texter. Again, I just say that, you know, I can see how someone could leap there, even though you can't claim that the prime minister actually said, vote for me and it'll be okay for you. The other thing observation I made with the PM was, so the PM was asked about the BPL $7 million loss. And the PM indicated that he hoped that the media would call out the leader of the opposition on when he is wrong about claims he makes, because when the facts came out that it would bear out that he was wrong, that in fact the $7 million loss happened under the minister's administration and not under his administration. But the PM went on to say that some later point, it seems, that the facts would come out. But then when asked about retrieving the money, the PM said he didn't have an update on that. And I was struck by that. We have a call on the line. I'll tell you why I was struck by that. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Yeah, no, I just called because I heard you said something a little earlier, right? What I used to be listening to Naughty Show every day, right, from Naughty Came mm-hmm. On. And this gentleman mm-hmm. from every Monday mm-hmm. on Naughty Show to give a report on what's happening in Grand Bahama. And mm-hmm. never saying that the government is always telling Naughty ain't nothing happening in Grand Bahama. Ain't nothing happening. One time I call on and I tell him, I say, man, listen, I listen to Juago Line. Juago say things happening in Grand Bahama. And they mash me right down for that, even Naughty. But I heard you say just now again that things happening in Grand Bahama. And you was
beyond but when you tell people what I say, it's probably better if you quote me instead of rephrasing it, because I would never really just say things are happening in Grand Bahama, which is true. But the truth of the matter is things are always happening in Grand Bahama. Things are always happening everywhere. So that's not really revelatory. What I have said is, and you could quote me on this, and they could mash up whoever they want. I don't have, this is a third party. I live here. So that Grand Bahama's economy is better than it used to be. It is. How could it not be? With a shipyard expanding, with a Royal Caribbean celebrations key coming and underway, and some other things that are definitely happening. I mean, I know the construction scene has picked up here, but that is not to suggest that anyone should run around going, "That's Grandmama's booming. Grandma's in great shape," because there's lots of pain still in Grandmama, and I say all of those things.
But
so you can't just say.
This gentleman, he owned a rental company.
Okay.
So things got to be happening.
No. I know the gentleman of whom you speak. And what he is talking about, no.
Okay.
I know who of whom you speak. And what he is talking about is there is no question there is lots of pain still on the ground here. So we don't get to celebrate as if we are doing so wonderfully when so many people remain unemployed, and frustrated. That's a fact. So two things can be true. Things
so
can
what
be
do you
better.
What? Go on, Greek then. That,
say what?
Is happening
I'm sorry.
In Grand Bahama like that.
I'm sorry, say again.
Huh?
I missed that.
No, I say to you, what he is be saying, because he is be saying that ain't nothing happening in Grand Bahama.
Well, I mean, listen, bro, if you are hundreds and thousands of people here looking for job and opportunity and so forth, nothing happening for you. And he is one of those people who is tapped into the great frustration at large in this Grand Bahama, West Grand Bahama, ain't nothing happening.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
Okay. Okay, so you know what we keep looking for? Everybody wants somebody to say something that supports their point of view. Well, when you want that, you got to go on Facebook where people have echo chambers that say what they want to hear. It is possible to speak the whole truth. A person can be nice many times and can be awful at other times. A person can be awful many times and nice at other times. A place can have things happening and still have itself in a doldrum. That is still possible.
Mm, I got you. Okay, bro.
All right?
Yeah, come man.
On. Take care, brother. All right. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang. We have another call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, call. We're listening
Lang
to you.
Is out, man.
Hey, right here, my friend. What's up?
I just wanted to respond to the previous caller. You know, I'm also a resident of the Grandmama, right?
Yes.
And if you were to remove the industrial sector from Grandmama is dead.
Man, don't say that. Don't say it.
I mean,
when I was Jew, I didn't want to feel the pain of it. If you remove it, there's no question. Well, let's put it like this, right? You remove that, you remove a lot of what is happening. That is true. Other than Celebration Key. And you have some things, you know, like Fortune Bay, I passed there. You know, Fortune Bay still doing some things, hey?
But
that don't dismiss all the people me and you interacting with who hoping for better, hey?
You know, you go in Port Lakaya, you could go in Port Lakaya with any 20-foot 2x4 swing round and round and won't hit nobody.
True.
Swing all day, won't hit no one in Port Lakaya.
True.
The taxi line.
Very
you
true.
Have people, you will have taxi drivers parked by the harbor almost a week for one job.
Yeah.
The restaurant.
Yeah.
The retail sector. I'm sorry to cut you off, but when you have people...
No, go ahead, brother.
We're talking about the tourism sector.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sale of Alukaya. I mean, we didn't promise that for so long.
Mm.
You know, and even so with the industrial sector, with what's going on now in Grandmama, with the carnival deal, the port, the shipyard expansion... All that was signed.
Yeah.
So I just want to let the caller know. When you hear people say Grandmama is dead, without the industrial sector, you're not nothing, my brother. So anyone trying to rub it in your face or anyone trying to paint a picture, or it is what it is. You come Grandmama.
But it has gotten better. It has gotten better. And listen, that better didn't only start under this administration. It started under the previous administration, was hijacked by the pandemic. And I'm saying better. I'm not saying, CBPs get scared of words. Better. Listen, if you, is 1.01 not better than one?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I'll hang up and continue to listen. And the previous caller, you know, one trying to shoot down this administration, man. It is what it is. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Come and take a look for yourself. Spend some time.
I got you,
bro.
Appreciate
right,
you. Thanks for calling. This text says, I told my daughter that she is pretty annoying. She told her mom, I said she is pretty. I said that I didn't say that. I said that she was pretty annoying. She said positive. That caller's that caller who supports any government. That's a caller. Okay. This text says, above BPL said, call up Pintard when the facts come out. Shake my head, said they have lawyers looking into that jokes. Looking into getting $7 million back. Ludicrous. By now, they are in a position to state the facts. They have the facts. Tell them, state the facts. I'm going to address that when I come back from the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be right back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody.
For fast fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. Is she out of insurance? She hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere, on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man, and good day to the Bahamas. Mr. Lang, if the Free National Movement had 39 like you, they win hands down. All right? There'll be no competition. If they had 39 candidates with a like mind like you, who are honest like you, they would win hands down. Okay? And again, I respect you for your balance. I respect you for your honesty and everything, you know. And I think the Free National Movement should try to attract more candidates like-minded to you. All right? Now, with that being said, you know, Mr. Lang, earlier today, I made a comment, you know, on an earlier show, and I was attacked because of my comment. I don't know what it is about behemoths do not want to be positive, do not want to speak positive, and every time you are a frame of mind of speaking positive over their nation, they call you a PLP, they call you everything, they say you're singing for your supper, you are unlearned, you're limited in reading. You know, I just don't understand. Behemoths just want to be totally negative. So I'm going to ask you a question, all right?
Okay.
If the entire country get along with Grand Bahama and say Grand Bahama is dead and nothing is happening in Grand Bahama, what do you think we would have?
I don't think you would have much different than what you have.
If we all get together and agree with Grand Bahama and say that nothing is happening there and Grand Bahama is dead, if everybody get together and start saying that, then Mr. Lang, we would have exactly that, because you have exactly what you speak. I keep telling our citizens that there's life and death in the power of the tongue, and they continue to speak death over their nation. Then why do they speak why do they expect to have something different than death? If you're just speaking death
I get you. I got you. And I accept that if everybody is talking negative, it doesn't. The truth is that everybody ain't doing that, though. I was talking to some folks just the other day in Freeport, and they said, well, you know, Chivago, you can see things pick up. You can see that things pick up. Look at the traffic, et cetera.
But that doesn't, but they also said, but you know, but it's still, we still have a long way to go. So everybody isn't talking negative, but I accept that if everybody were doing that, that would be true, but everybody isn't doing that. And that's a fact. Everybody is not doing that.
Well, Mr. Lang, me and you and the rest of those who are speaking positive, let us continue to speak positive and hopefully.
But it's not a question even of positive, you know, because the truth doesn't care if it is positive or negative. The truth is the truth. If a doctor tells me, as a doctor had told me, Chivago, you have prostate cancer, that's not positive, but it's the truth. And it's the way toward my healing. So we don't get helped by dismissing what we see as problematic. Okay? And I always tell people, faith talk isn't positive talk. Faith talk is God talk. I am only speaking faith when God gives words and the truth to speak. And sometimes that faith talk is a condemnation. Because, for instance, when God sent his prophet to tell Nebuchadnezzar or whoever else it was, said the handwriting is on the wall and you have a few days, get yourself prepared. That wasn't positive for him, but it was the truth.
But what we want is the truth. Because he repented, right?
No, but not everybody who gets the truth repents. The point is, you want the truth. You want to hear another truth? The wide is the way that leadeth to destruction, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And many are there that go through that wide path.
Definitely.
That's the truth. I accept, it ain't positive, but it's that, the truth.
I accept that, Mr. Lang. You're a very wise man. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. We only want the truth. That's what we want to live by. The truth sets you free. Don't live no lie that grandmom is great. Don't live no lie that grandmom is awful, terrible. Just get the truth. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
How are you doing? Sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Super.
I just want to take on with the Prime Minister, the statement that he made. As a Bahamian, in other terms, give him another chance. That's what he meant, right? I wouldn't give this government another chance. And it has nothing to do with political. Even though people just think every time you speak, it's political. It ain't nothing to do with political. It has
it don't have nothing to do with being partisan political, because it is political if you tell a prime minister you don't think he deserves another term. That's political.
No, I don't think so. It could have been an FNM prime minister or DNA or whatever. I don't think he deserves another chance, in my opinion.
Right. Okay. No, that's right. That's why I'm saying that. That's not partisan political. That's just a judgment you are making on his performance.
Of course. He went there, and I don't see a difference. I don't see no change. I didn't see a pattern he followed. I heard Bahamians screaming out for difference. They were screaming out for help, and they screaming out for change, and I haven't seen it took in place, okay? As it relates to, I'll just name one, crime, for example, okay? We may say the government don't have the solution or the plan for crime, but that ain't what they tell us when they campaign. And if they don't have the solution or the plan, then we as the people, we say, somebody has to stop, okay? We can't allow the criminals to reap on our harvest or just continue to just slaughter these young men without thinking there's any recourse. The prison, for example, right? That has to be some reform. Something has to happen there, because there's a system in itself has to be changed. And I don't see
any difference. I said broadly, you're saying you don't see any difference.
I don't see no difference. So in that case, if it just for me one to say you can't come back, you wouldn't come back.
Got you. Appreciate your calling. Thanks a lot. This text says, I see nothing happening in Grand Bahama that gives me hope that the island would be in a better position than it was in 2019. Please stop with the smoke and mirrors and magical words. Grand Bahama needs some real changes to turn this island trajectory around. Those I've been out of school from 2005, it's sad to say it feels as if it was better after Hurricane Francis and Jane than it is now. How is it possible? How much more can take and people won't tell us this island booming.
Well, you don't see any better, but you can tell me there isn't better than 2019 if Celebration Key is happening, if an expansion at the shipyard is happening, an expansion at the container port is happening. Those are better, right? That doesn't mean you and everybody else get to feel it, okay? One of the things you don't, that's one of the difference between some of us is this. I can appreciate that my economic and financial situation could be stink, but that doesn't mean everybody else's is. And so we keep doing that. So your personal pain, I understand that. That doesn't mean there isn't better, and better doesn't mean booming. Okay, I can't be scared to speak the truth because you think that it isn't relevant to your situation. Right? So nobody's using smoke and mirrors. We can speak the truth. Truth is, economically speaking, the place is better than it was, but it ain't booming. That's the truth. All right. You want to get that caller? Because we got to go to the news break. The caller should call back, I think. What do you think, producer? Yeah? All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our news break. And when we come back, then we'll continue our conversation. Oh, my, after news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us 050-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043 or you can text us on 422-4796. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir.
I just called to tell you, you are one of the few righteous men in this country.
No, man, no, man.
I can tell you why I say that, Chihuahua. On any other station, all stations just tend to be one side and biased and look through one eye. If I call right now to congratulate on the pick of the government, your colleagues will tell me I'm singing for my supper like the other said, or I looking for contract. Chihuahua, mm-hmm. you was in government, so the F&M don't give out a contract. Just one party is give out contracts. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, thanks for calling, man. I ain't no only righteous man nowhere. I ain't no righteous man. And I have a righteousness I have through Jesus Christ. I want y'all to know that, please. I ain't not even in being spiritual. I tell you the truth, please, please. I do my best here to try to speak to the facts and the truth and so forth, but the best I know it. Kansas, Texas, this caller is a trip. He must be a paid supporter of the PIP or works with Anton. It's the same thing, the man just say. So he was not attacked. He was corrected by Toby. On our show, guess he is tired of mashing you up now. He's actually linking you with him. Tell him no dice. You are nothing like him, so don't butter you up, previous caller. You butter me all you want. My bread, don't take the butter. We have the caller's back. Go ahead, caller. Oh, okay, sorry, that was before. His text says, hey, Mr. Lang, I think we use the words nothing happening too loose. where people are hurting and affected, they will say nothing is happening, but it doesn't mean that it's a full stop, everything has stopped, or everything has stopped. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's what's happening. People are just kind of saying, ain't nothing really, really going on like that. Say, I wish the government and the public come together to fix the tourism issue on Grand Bahama. We keep going from bad to worse. Can we get a little hope here in the Port Lucaya, please? It's almost election time again, asking for the straw vendors and taxi drivers. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. The people them need some help, man. Oh, they need some help. Oh, they need help. It's true. And I didn't tell you all before, and from Ingram's 1992 term, from 2002, Grand Bahama ain't been seeing nothing like that. It not since Christie, not since Ingram again, not since Christie again, not since Minnis, not since Davis. Didn't see it like that. I mean, in that robust kind of way that people need. So there's some hurting going on up in here for people, right? All right. This text says, this present PM is forgetting that he is an employee of the Bahamian people. We are the employers of the PM. This is the way he feels about almost everything that is being done. This is a man that is not knowledgeable about anything in our Bahama land. Only friend, family, and lovers. We are all Bahamians. We all have rights in these Bahama land. We all. Says that texter. This text. That caller is a PLP. He believes that we only need to speak something into existence. When the FNM was in power, he didn't have that perspective. He believes that those homeowners should look at the fires we had in Freeport as the opportunity to rose. Or smoke meat. According to the caller, speak only the truth when the PLP is in opposition, my lord. Anyway. So the PM indicated that in due course, Mr. Pintard will be shown to have not told the truth when he said that the deal expired under the Davis administration. And then, but then he said to me that, he said to us that he was awaiting an update on the money situation. So there's a couple of things I have to say about that. First of all, it was curious to me that somebody had enough time to brief you that the deal didn't expire under your watch, it expired on previous people's watch. This is all three, four years later. And at the same time, you know that detail, you don't have an update on what is happening with $7 million 3-4 years later? $7 million, and you are waiting for an update on the lawyers? Thirdly, I honest to gosh, I could only tell you, if $7 million of the Bahamian people's money was hanging out there, Ingram wasn't relying on no lawyers to go get $7 million back. Or a full deal at landed. I can promise you that. Right? Because I could see him right now, as I have seen him before. Even with signed or negotiated agreements. So listen, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. I need you to work with me here. That there's no way I could go to them in public and tell them in public that we have lost $7 million of their dollars for nothing. Now I gear up because you know there's an obligation, but we cannot do this to the Bahamian people. Your government lawyer is the Attorney General. That's the government's lawyer.
If you bind the lawyers on an agreement, that means you won't go to court. Well, anything can happen in a court. You're the prime minister. $7 million of taxpayer dollars is no private money. No. Gentlemen, come on. You think business people are reasonable people? I could imagine, and let me tell you something, I believe this is going to happen. Can I tell you all I believe that you are going to get some of that, most of that money back? Or you're going to get that land? Can I tell you that? I believe that with all my heart. You know why? Because I can't imagine anyone having their name attached to. You got $7 million of paying people money for nothing. Really? No, man. This ain't no, I waiting for an update for the lawyer, from the lawyers kind of situation. I mean, that's how I minister, man. You be on that and get them people money. Get them $6 million back. $6 million. Huh? Even $5 million. They still may be mad, but get them $5 million back. $7 million? 3, 4, 5 years later? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Line.
How you doing?
Do you ever think in your lifetime you're fine, you'll see the baby bills not complaining? I used to never. This is getting up from my was.
Never. If Jesus was prime minister, there'd be complaints.
Thank you very much.
So, no, that but it happens. So I mean, but that's not here nor there. I mean, people complain. That's reality.
Don't care what you do.
No. I think it does matter what you do. I think it does matter. No, I don't believe that. I believe you do nonsense, you will get more complaints. You do good, you get less complaints. I believe that. But don't be dismissive of this point I'm making. If you do nonsense, you get more complaints. If you do good, you get less complaints. I believe that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Take care. So let me tell you all something. Don't come on this show trying to get brownies for your sides. Not on the facts and not on the truth. Okay? Campaigning is gonna happen. That's on you. I can't stop people from campaigning. But there's reasoning, there's rational life. And we should use it even when we are trying to push for our sides. Nobody is doing anybody any good if your side poo-poo on the ground and you calling it perfume. By the same token, nobody is aided if your side produces roses and people are calling it rags. Okay? Both instances are instances of untruth. And it's blatant, naked bias that is unhelpful in a productive conversation. This text says, I totally respect your response to the caller referring to you as the only or one of the few righteous men. That honest humility is what we need more of, and it demonstrates that we have not arrived. And anything good about me or you is only by his grace. It is a response that is a sermon all by itself. And it is my truth. I ain't trying to be humble for nobody. I ain't trying to be this, the God on this truth. This piece of rag here is dependent on grace. This piece of rag. I'm only telling you, I speak up for myself. I ain't speaking for nobody else. This text says, Z, do you think sale of the Grand Lucaya is critical to the success of Grand Bahama? But it's to hold up now with that imminent sale. I don't think that the sale is critical. I think that the successful operation of the hotel is critical now. If you can't get a successful operation of the hotel without a sale to a successful, competent operator, then yes, the sale is critical. But I think what is critical is a successful operator. We do not have that now. So... If the government found a competent operator and that operator brought people and then made that hotel alive and kicked off traffic for the guys, I mean, we don't care whether you sell it or don't sell it. What you need is a
capable operators and the thing to be operated successfully. This text says, if I had to tell anyone I lost $7 million of their money, I'd sound like that woman. 800-7-7-7-7, because I can't comfortably say I lost $7 million. I with you, bro. Hey, I with you. So, Mr. Lang, not much people will go to sleep on $7 million. My wife watches down to the penny. What do you think about $7 million? Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, no, absolutely. No, 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 no. Come on. Or let me give it another $7 million. Let me get the land. But you're not going whistling into the air with $7 million and the Bahamian people get left with nothing. No. I don't care who signed that nasty rugged deal. It ain't happening. I wouldn't do it. No, sir. In fact, the government could do this. If the government thinks that land is so critical for servicing BPL's needs, which is servicing the Bahamian clear eminent domain, get the land and put the other $7 million in the deposit for the people and tell them, say, 7 and 7 is $14 million. You can sell it now for $14 million. That's what it's worth. Boom, slacka, lacka, lacka, let me have my land. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shabak. How are you? Everything going?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, how's everything going? I want to know, what does the transitional phase look like in the Bahamas for governments when the government is changing over? Do they just take all the files and put them with the door, or do they review everything that's on the table?
No, all the files remain in the government. They leave all the government things in the government. There are turnover notes that are prepared by the permanent secretaries for the new government, the new ministers, and so forth and so forth. But that's how it works. There's no skullduggery, this, that, and the next thing going on. The files are the files. The facts are the facts. They're all right there inside the files.
So would you say then that the minister was looking for a gotcha moment? How is this just coming live 4 years later?
How could you? Why? Your sound is not good, sir. Very difficult to hear you. All right, I don't know what's going on there, but very difficult. Says, great show as usual. My belly would break down if I lose. $700, judge $7 million. Yeah, he sounds muffled. I don't know what's going on with it. I don't know. I was trying to work with him, but it was still difficult. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, the Prime Minister. Oh, no, we read that already. It's happening for who, or things ain't happening for who? That's the point. Yes. So, good afternoon, sir. These same people that's crying out for positivity were the same ones that spewed negativity during the last administration. They are blatant hypocrites. Well, actually, if you listen to some of them, like you, when you say that these people won't speak positive, you are using a negative on them. You realize that? Because you're not saying, you know, I understand them and so forth. You're saying these people just being negative and their negativity, so you'll be negative too. I like code. Say, Prime Minister Davis is just not checking. He cares less what he has to say. I believe he's just pretending and pump faking. He cares less if we support or not. You think so? I think he very much cares if you support. Very much cares. Any politician. And you got to be a useless politician that don't care if people support you. Useless. So the PM said that the facts will reveal the deal was entered into under the FNM, but we knew that already. Exactly agree. So the question was, why didn't the PRP conclude the deal when they took office? He never answered that. I agree to 100%. 100%. I was telling somebody when I read the story in the newspaper, I was saying, you know, he kind of didn't say what, anyhow, but your point on. So Mr. Davis needs to understand that it's with our money. We understand what's going on. It's only because it's our money. They will never do this with their private businesses. Governance is continuous. It's not. Is it? It's not. So the $7 million question of the day, or less, a $40 million question of the day is, it too late to to get our money back? Can we continue to deal in governance if governance continues? If it's too late to get your money back, please. For the government of the Bahamas, no. Not to get your money. I don't follow through on the deal. Go pay the other $7 million and get the land if that's what you thought was necessary. If you don't think the land is necessary, you better get them people money back. Some of it, at least. Say thank you. Thank you, Z, for your free, priceless advice. They only does this with our money. The politician, Prime Minister Davis, them, will never do this with their private businesses. Waste the money like this. Child, please, I can tell you, if I lose $700 million, I could be on it. not $700 million, $700. Seven thought it was a good idea to buy a new luxury car for the PM and consider a personalized government jet at a point. Bayman already told them, I don't like that idea. They might buy a government boat, but don't tell us because we make noise or everything else they try to do. Say election season is coming now. Ain't the time to be losing no money. Yeah, you know, it ain't a good time to lose $7 million. No, never is a good time to lose $7 million. And the lawyers working on it? When the lawyers started working on that money? That's what I'd like to know. When did the lawyers get involved? This is what I'd like to know. Okay, this deal, I understand, was entered into sometime in 2020. It is now April 2025. This is the last day. Tomorrow is April. This is just pretty much April. April 2025, that's almost 4 years. When did we realize? When did we realize that $7 million was lost because the deal wasn't consummated? When did we realize that? Did we realize that on January 1, 2022? Because it was December 31st, 2021, I understand, when the deal was to cost $7 million if it wasn't consummated. 2022, did we realize that this had happened? So when did we decide it's time to chase this money down? Do something about that. When did we decide that? When the lawyers that the Prime Minister referred to, who are they? And when were they engaged to go and ask to go and seek this money out? And are these private lawyers for whom we now have to pay legal fees to chase down $7 million loss on an agreement that we gave the people the money to have, so which means that we already conceded that if it wasn't done, that the people owed the money? What are these lawyers supposed to do? Collect funds, negotiating with them about what? So that what we end up with is what I just said. You could have gone to the people and said, listen, man, come with a $5 million back, keep $2 million. Come with a $6 million back, keep $2 million, and so forth and so forth. And done that without paying legal fees? You all think about it. You got the Attorney General doing that. He's already on the government payroll. Not no big money. He doesn't make any big money. I don't care what you all say. They don't make no big money. The Attorney General make no big money, right? But he's paid to do the government's bidding legally. And say, listen, man, we want either consummate the deal so you can have the other $7 million, or we cannot be tied. you getting the whole $7 million. So let's work something out. Huh? And it costs nobody anything. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shababa Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the roll up, and bang. She was a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're going to wrap this up in a little bit because I do want to mention something to you all. This text says, child at land owner will be like the singing bishop. Don't come looking to get that money back. It then spend. Yeah? Oh, okay. Said it appears that Prime Minister Davis don't believe the property line while you work was worth, I think you're trying to say it was worth $40 million. Seems like they're saying it's a bad deal. So tell me, Z, what do we do now? Well, you could start with just bringing all the facts. How about that? Like all the facts. Like tell us all the facts as to what happened, you know, when this deal was entered, what caused the deal not to have been consummated by the end of the thing, what happened when you came to office. Just give us all the facts. And the Prime Minister must believe it is possible to get the money back because he said there are lawyers who are dealing with it, right? So, yeah, there you go. Says, good afternoon, Zhivago. The FNM should have made some noise about this to the general public also after demitting office. There's no question that the FNM doesn't walk away from this unblemished. No question whatsoever. It not only does it not walk away from this unblemished as to why it failed to execute this sale, this purchase during its tenure from 2020, not only that, because I think a year is long enough to conclude a purchase agreement on a sale to the government? To the government? Really? We're selling all kind of million-dollar properties in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas every day in less than a year. The government can purchase a piece of property within a year's time? So the F&M doesn't come out of this clean hands, and the F&M opposition doesn't come out of this with clean hands. Now, this deal been debacled from December 31st, 2021. When you heard about the deal?
When did anybody raise Cain about $7 million being lost? 3-4 years later? So no, the FNM doesn't walk away from this with clean hands. But the FNM ain't the government today. Right? So two sets of people could offer the mainland people some fuller commentary. The former prime minister who sits in parliament, Dr. Hubert Minnis, under whose watch this took place, the leader of the opposition, to the extent he is able to get as fulsome an account of this as he could, because this wasn't directly under his bailiwick, but he was in that administration. And then the government of the Bahamas today, not being cute on the matter at all, just simply indicating what the facts are. What happened? All of them could be helpful to you, to us, to the Bahamian public. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. This whole thing. So first of all, I don't know what land a new promise buys you $1 million an acre. That's the first thing. It irked me and took my head.
Oh, you heard it was only 14 acres?
I heard it was, I put it up, but I thought I had 14 acres of land. And so I said it was $1 million an acre. That's what I heard. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong or not. But listen to me. Okay. I'm thinking if you got $7 million, you had to start that in some bank, eh? I don't think you can hold that. Even if it's an escrow, it still should have been in some bank. And wouldn't you have been getting some interest on that? And at that amount of money, you shouldn't even get at least 5% interest on that. Which means you'd have gotten over $900,000 in interest over the last 3 years, eh? Close to $1 million, but $950,000 you would have gotten.
Depending on the state of play.
Keep one penny of our money. They should give that because they got interest on that. They don't need one penny. Now, the government will give them 5% more because they fall out on it. I mean, they was reluctant in concluding the deal, closing that deal, fine. But, boy, I don't see them. Right. They don't see why they have to get 5%, any money. They shouldn't have got any of our money because they would have gotten interest on that $7 million over the last 3 years. And I believe that.
So you're saying that the government gave them $7 million as a deposit.
Yeah, that's what it's been. Media. $7 million on a deposit of 14 acres.
But it seems the way this deal was struck, if you give me $7 million as a deposit, and if you don't execute the deal, I keep the $7 million. If you execute the deal, I keep the $7 million. I don't have any obligation to keep that on fixed. I spend that money because that money gone. Either way.
No. My point is also, though, who does put 50 cents down on any land anyhow?
But I'm with you. But you see what I'm saying, though. If you give me $7 million for a purchase, and if you don't execute the purchase in time, I keep the $7 million. If you execute it in time, I get the other $7 million. So the $7 million was mine from day one. You put it in my account.
Okay. You're right. And you've been getting
So I was balling from day one.
So if I didn't execute the best deal could come out of that, give me half of the line, and if I didn't give you the 14 million for the rest, at least give me half of the line. And
that didn't seem like
we have very poor negotiators on the government half. Both governments, they don't know how to negotiate. When I give it a 10% to the half of the line, and I come back for the next half, when I get my next $1 million. But the heck, I can give $7 million when the going rate and the prison is at 10%. But why?
But Brother John, right? I mean, Brother John. John.
I listen in.
You hear me? Let me ask you a question. You work with, been on side of, or been opposite of Hubert Alexander Ingram. Could you see him right now? He live with his $7 million.
That would never happen. I negotiate with him for an increase of the public service. But I'm like, you crazy, John? You trying to break the public? You want to break the public basis?
But I'm asking you also, what he would be like coming to office and meeting this happened.
I believe if he had taken over the government and found out that there was $7 million, whether he wanted to conclude it or not, he was going to get the money back, or like I said, half of the I believe he's doing it. Listen,
something.
You tell something. Him, no, we don't need that land anymore. We're going to pay for half. Then we can convey half to the government. And we will Dumb look at it later day. All Dumb they say he would have done what he did to Eleuther Airport when he became the prime minister. They didn't want to open it. They didn't want to sell it. You remember what he did? Then two or three persons in there had an appraisal done and send the money check and they listen to the check in the bank. The government now owns the airport.
And that's what I say. Oh. Declare him an eminent domain, give him the other $7 million and tell him you'll see.
Yeah. So I really hope that these people don't walk away with the money that man. That's all I'm saying to the Bahamian people, man.
Yeah, no, that is like fair.
The rich
always
getting richer and richer of the poor back of the taxpayers. This ain't right.
That ain't right. And both Dr. Minnis and Prime Minister Davis owes us an explanation about this.
And I am an evident supporter. And we are wrong for not, when we talk about a hedging program, we should have bought it right then. I hope you all don't allow that deal with the $7 million to go, like how you close the hedging deal. Let the hedging deal come and get away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We should have mentioned absolutely. That then.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. Always a pleasure, man. This text is the Tribune revealed the names of the recipients of the $7 million based on information from an anonymous source. Did you see it? And do you think these individuals will return the money? I did not see the names. I didn't know that. You could send it to me. Just WhatsApp. Take a picture of WhatsApp it to me. This text says exactly, Mr. Lang. This information was sat on as a political ploy to use. And insults us as Bahamians as they did nothing to retrieve any funds or the land back. Reconquer. So, because where's the Minister of Finance? Because to be the leader of finance in any institution, you can't say you lost $10. If you can't account for that, you're doing a poor job in finance management. Imagine you hire an accountant or financial controller of your business and you find out they have $7 million unaccounted for in your business. All you know is $7 million was in your business at one point. Well, this money isn't unaccounted for. The money is accounted for. We know exactly where the money is. And the Minister of Finance, Prime Minister, we know where the money is. So, Mr. Lang, good show. The other day I thought I lost $250 and I started sweating. They need to find our $7 million and stop blaming the other side when they need to get it back. Yes, ma'am. Says, I agree with you, sir. You owe me $7. If you pay $5 of the same $7, I may be upset, but not mad. At least I got some result. Absolutely. I with you. Says, good afternoon, sir. We continue to beat up the government for slow actions on these bad deals the FNM make, right? So, rightly so. But former administration gets off with nothing said. You see, I'm not even going to finish reading your nonsense. I'm not going to finish reading your nonsense because you cannot come on this show and talk that nonsense when you just heard me say that the FNM cannot walk away from this with clean hands. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. Your statement cannot be credible starting that way. I will not read the rest of it. Will not do it. See, as usual, they are underestimating our intelligible. If they try to revive this deal, it will cause a problem with the new deal struck with Focal. Oh, really? Tell them, look at the reports given to them along with the hedge strategy and others. Interesting. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Last week, I tell you, the government normally gets appraised, right?
And gets an appraisal, yeah.
You know, I told you the deal when they got my land at the National Art Gallery. Like Big John said, the question is, what property is $1 million an acre? And in reference to when you ask him what you think Papa was going to do, what England was going to do, and his response was, in line with what I said, what he did with the Eleuther thing. He said, the appraise it down there, appraise the property, and say, here's your money. You know what I mean?
That's what I would do. That's what I'd do with this property.
So when they came.
Now, their lawyers might argue, you lost that $7 million, and therefore now you owe me $14 million for this land that you want. But child,
I talked about it in December. They're going to do what Big John said. Ingram did with the Eleuther Airport. Go send the appraisal and say, okay, this is the value of the property, and put the money there, your money in the bank. You see what I'm saying? But they came to town, bought power,
No, but Minish could have done that too, though.
Okay.
Before the deal was closed, we could have been holding up a government from closing a deal like that.
Okay, not like
because that. if the people were being unreasonable, Minish could have declared eminent domain.
You said that it was signed in 2020, right?
Yes.
Now we remember what 2020 was, man. We was all
No. 2020 in March of 2020, the pandemic happened.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. You signed this deal.
But that
don't stop paperwork from happening. You know how much paperwork was happening during all the banks were still operating.
Now if Minister had won the government on the 16th September, you know they wouldn't close the deal.
I don't know what they would have done. I know what they didn't do. And I'm not prepared to give them carte blanche for not doing this because I can't see why. Now again, think about this. You're here saying maybe it's the pandemic. But why are you here saying it's a pandemic when a whole prime minister and a whole group of people who was in office can't come and tell us what the deal was?
You mean this government?
No, I'm saying, listen to me carefully. Here you are. You were not in government. But you are trying to offer as an explanation for the delay in not executing the deal the possibility of the pandemic. Well, if you could do that who were not in government, was there not a prime minister in the former administration and ministers in the former administration who could come and tell us what happened? Has anybody done that yet?
Well, we don't know. But
no, it's not you don't know. Has anyone from the former administration come and tell you what happened?
Pintard said the deal was still open.
No. What Mr. Pintard said was the deal did not conclude and died when the government changed. I'm asking why wasn't the deal concluded before the government changed? Has anybody told you that? Let me come up, my brother. Thank you very much, man. Your bias is keeping you from straightforwardly answering my question. Because that's a simple question. Simple, simple question. Thank you very much. I ain't doing that. We can take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after the break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For over half a century, we've been more than just an airline. We've been a bridge, connecting families, dreams, and memories across the islands and beyond. Behind every seat sold and every journey planned, there's a dedicated team committed to making air travel affordable and accessible to everyone. At Bahamas Air, we're not just building connections. We're building a safe and dependable airline where quality service is paramount and its priority. Wherever you're going, we're here to take you there with care, with heart, and with the promise of unforgettable journeys. We are family. And just like family, we're committed to taking care of our own. Your Bahamas Air is our Bahamas Air. Because here at Bahamas Air, we don't just fly here, we live here.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin', your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up, to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches, made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We go into this. We go into this. Gonna get them pancakes, waffles, omelets, ribs, breakfast sandwich. Love the taste. Try our French toast. Stuff your face. Come to this pancake, please. We go into this. Yes. We go into this. Woo. Gonna eat that chicken and fried, fortune rice, juicy burgers, tasty.
some nice popcorn chicken wings. Come and try all we things.
May's Pancake Place, located behind Sunshine Laundromat on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. Listen, there might be a perfect explanation for why the Menace administration did not execute this deal. Perfect. All I am saying is we don't have an explanation. Mr. Pinta didn't give us one. Dr. Menace didn't give us that administration that said, here is the reason why we didn't conclude it. Telling me if they had won, they would have. That doesn't solve anything. If they had won, you were never guaranteed an election. If you had won, and if they had won, don't guarantee you they would have settled the deal. So both governments, both administrations, owe us an explanation. That's all I'm saying. It says you might not want to read on air. According to what I read in the article, based on an anonymous source, it was 14 acres at Clifton Pier. 12 was owned by... Let me check the source. But thank you. I'm going to check it out myself. I'll check it out just so I could read. See, you always say, yeah. Yeah, I can check it out for myself. Well, according to that source, one big time FNM and one big time PLP supporter. One big time FNM PLP supporter, one big time PLP supporter. Enormous ties to FNMs. According to that person. Interesting. And it could explain a lot. Could. It says both governments, FNM, Menace, and PLP Davis could have claimed eminent domain, both PLP and FNM administration. That is true. Absolutely true. This says when persons got money from NIB during that period, wasn't there some people who government went after or something for, in their view, collecting money unjustified? Or am I remembering incorrectly? Because if government pays you anything and you don't resolve whatever it is, then they pay for you. They came after you, so they could understand why Bayman insists on knowing more about this deal and what went wrong. The pandemic is no excuse for not executing this deal. Land in the Bahamas was sold during the pandemic to foreigners. Land in this country was sold, so that's not excuse, no excuse at all. And if this deal will involve land owned by those people that this person is mentioning, that land could have been sold and should not have been a problem. It says, Mr. Lang, some of the banks do not give interest on savings anymore. Don't they give it on different types of deposits or on large sums? Of course they do. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay. Sir, if a realtor was involved, he or she was paid their commission of $1.4 million. Okay. So John Pende is a wise man. I would like when the leader of the official opposition, FNM, become prime minister to appoint people like John and Madam President of the Teachers Union to ministry to run. Okay. is Texas. We can do better, Prime Minister Davis, as the Minister of Finance is doing a very poor job as Minister of Finance, and he is poor excuse for Prime Minister. We can do better, says that text. Say, hi, Z, nice show. So someone in this FNM is $7 million richer, regardless of the PLP in close the deal. Someone in the FNM, you only believe the FNM is richer? Okay. So this should be a congressional hearing like in America or a commission of inquiry. Someone has to answer for the taxpayers' money. Disgusting how both governments dilly-dally with our country. Oh, my golly wash. Golly wash. Oh, boy, I was trying to get something to y'all today, but I mean, that ain't gonna be possible anymore. But I enjoyed the discussing with you guys this very interesting issue. I tell you, it's a very interesting issue. And let me tell you all something. Whether the FNM, the PLP, or any aspirant to government recognizes it or not, this issue right here is going to be a watershed issue for the Bahamas government. It is. There are too many telling things about this issue. Many telling things. I'm not prepared, and I'm not going to the place where some of you all are. I don't think this is even that kind of issue of corruption, etc. But it is something which can point to the kinds of insidious defectiveness of relationship in small countries in regard to their politics and their governance. Hear me? That this could be a case study in a public policy school. It could be a case study in a business school. Okay, so somebody sent me a news report that said that. Now, see, since y'all didn't give me you have to reference the newspaper so I could see that it's the newspaper, so I don't want to, but I see some clipping of something someone has sent me, giving me some names, but I ain't going there because you don't give me enough. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang, how you doing? It's Alan Johnson. You can look at your WhatsApp. What's up now?
Yeah, you got 2 minutes.
I give you the exact reference of March 28th in the Tribune. Headline, Pintard blames Davis over 7 million wasted by BPL. In the paragraph, it says, Mr. Pintard, while revealing there were two Clifton landowners involved in the LNG terminal deal, the condition of anonymity suggested one was Source River, the entity owned by the late former cabinet minister Tennyson Wells, and the other either Arawak Homes or Sunshine Holdings. Mr. Wells' entity owned 14 of the 12 acres sought. Kept the $7 million.
So, Mr. Wells, what? Say again?
It reads, Mr. Wells' entity, which owned 12 of the 14 acres sought, kept the $7 million. So, it's saying that Source River kept the $7 million. Just for the thing.
So we're perfectly clear. When owning Mr. Wells as FNM, which years they owned him as FNM for?
Boy, let me tell you something. It was before I reached home. 20 years.
But Joe, I can understand why both sides are unwilling to give this information.
Right, but Mr. Lang, what I'm concerned about is that this same line this line came up under the previous PLP administration when they dredged Clifton Pier, and some something with some dirt or something was moved, and then it dropped, and now it became part of this deal that didn't go through. And my concern is that it may be set of land may be also part of the new deal in place for the Clifton player again. So you need a lot of clarity on this particular thing.
No, it's a case study in public policy.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, because three deals, three set of people, and the only thing that's constant in this is Shell. The entity, the political entity, has changed, but the consistency is the Shell.
Yeah. Thank you, Mario.
Out of bill. Thanks. All right.
Thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you. I appreciate your calling. So the proof you want is in your WhatsApp. I got the information. I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, it's been a pleasure. You all have a great evening. God bless you. He spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Y'all have a good evening.